Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont has proposed a $46 billion two-year state budget. It relies on money from the federal government and the state's rainy day fund for balance. WSHU's Ebong Udama reports.
Lamont told lawmakers in a recorded video address that his top priority is to get Connecticut's fiscal house in order.
My budget achieves this without broad-based tax increases, reducing municipal aid, or cutting any existing services. These are commitments I will not break.
He says that's why he's proposed getting rid of the projected $4 billion two-year deficit by leveraging more state and local government aid from the federal government and a partial drawdown of the state's $3.5 billion rainy day fund.
The pandemic reminds us that this is no time to limit our ambitions.
Lamont proposes to raise new revenue from the legalization of adult recreational use of marijuana and state regulation of online sports betting.
And importantly, my proposed legislation authorizes the automated erasure of criminal records for those with marijuana-related drug possession convictions and charges.
Lamont also resurrects a truck fee that's similar to the truck-only highway toll he first proposed 2 years ago. He calls it a tractor-trailer mileage-based fee. He says the fee would raise about $90 million a year and would only apply to larger heavyweight trucks. He says similar fees are already in place in New York and Oregon. Ebong Udama, WSHU News.